when I streamed, it was like, I want other people to have fun, like the people listening. And it's not like I was having a blast, like I was drunk then. I am still a bit drunk now. Had some alcohol, not a lot. Yeah, okay. But it's mostly for other people to have fun. Like,
well, yeah, but like, as long as if you're achieving that objective and like everyone's having fun, then like, who cares how you stack up to like the big, super good DJs? Like, as long as everyone's having fun, like you've done your job, and like, you can use that experience to get even better later. And I mean, yes, like you're right that sometimes you can't help but like compare yourself to these like god tier, you know, Teddy Lloyds and Livetoons and Porter Robinsons and these guys, and you're like, oh my god, like I'll never be that good. But like, just don't worry about it. Just get better day by day. And who knows, maybe one day you will be that good. It's not gonna happen overnight. It didn't happen overnight for them either. You know what? The thing about professionals who are really good at something is they make it look easy, but it's not easy. This is they're the product of hours and hours and hours of practice and experience and fucking up and learning from the fuck up and doing it again, and that constant slamming your head into the wall until you get through it. That's what makes somebody get that good. So, you know, as long as you're willing to put the work in, you can get there.
I see. I mean, I'm not like comparing myself to professionals. It's like, do you or fucking what's this fucking DJ's new guy, the secret controller of radio? What's fucking this guy who is also like 18 years old or 19, I think, Canadian. What the fuck was his name? You know who I'm talking about.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Fucking Canadian underage
Waffle?